Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Amud Bet. And we're going to take a look at the first Mishnah, and then we're going to take a look at the second Mishnah and a little bit of Gemara. It's a relatively short piece today. And now we've gone away from foodstuffs and commerce with non-Jews, which was the focus of the first two parakim, to Avodah Zarah itself. Kolat slamim asurim. Any idol, whether you know it's worshipped or not, is asur. Because they're all worshipped at least once a year. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim eino asur ela kol sheish biyado makel o tzipor o kadur. The only one that's asur is a statue that has in its hand a staff, a bird, or a ball. This is all obviously Roman references. Shem gamliel omer af kol sheish biyado kol davar. If it has anything in its hand. Now, if it's really worshipped once a year, why would the Rabbanan say it's mutter? In Rameir's town, they used to worship these things once a year. Every statue got its day. Rameir was choshish lemiut, meaning, because in my place, that's how they do it, gazar shar mekomot ato oto makom. It goes there in every other place that that's how it should be. Rabbanan agreed, in your town that's how it is, but that's a minority thing, and we don't, are not choshes to miyuta. He says, no, the issue was that these are statues of kings, and therefore, they're typically not worshipped. This is a different tradition of the Rabbi Yochanan that we had at the beginning of the Gemara, because we're talking about statues that are present at the gates of the city. And again, sort of like sentinels. He says the entire machloket in the Mishnah, Rameir Chachamim, is only idols that are out in the villages. Aval b'shel krachim in the cities, divrei hakol mutarin, they're for sure mutar, they're made for decorations. But is there anybody who would say the ones in the villages are mutar because they're made for decoration? In the villages, they make it certainly to worship, so nobody could say that. There can't be a machloket about that. Shift the machloket. This is how you should read it. Amaraba machloket b'shel krachim. Machloket is about the ones in the cities. B'shel kfarim dirakol asurim. The ones in the villages, everybody agrees, are asur. Makel, why would they put a staff in the hands of the idol? Shrodet tatzmon tachat kolam kulob makel. They're saying it in a non-literal way, an euphemistic way, but literally what they actually do mean is that he's ruling the world with his staff. The way he's saying is ruling himself under the world. Tzipor shetofesh tatzmon tachat kolam kulob tzipor. What they mean to say is that he is holding the world in his hands like a person holding a bird. And Kadur, why does the statue have a ball? Same thing. Natano, Sifual, then we have a bright that says we added Sayaf, Atarav, Tabat, three other signs, which are a sword, a crown, or a ring. Sayaf, why did they first, in each case, we're going to say, why did they first not recognize it, and then why did they add it? Sayaf, the reason is because Meikara Savur Listim Ba'alma, that it was just in honor of some sort of a thug. Vasov Savur, then they realized Shareg Tatzmon Tachat Kol Olam Kulo. Again, what they mean to say is that he's destroying the world with his sword. He's really a god. Atara, what about the crown? Meikara Savur Gedil Klili Ba'alma. It's just a regular crown to make the thing nice. Vasov Savur Atar Lamelech. It's Katar Lamelech. It's really a royal crown. Ruling the world. Tabat. Meikara Savur, they originally thought the ring was Ishtamaya. Ishtaima Ba'alma, he's some sort of an agent of the king, and that's what this statue is. So if Savar Chotem, that he's really signing a decree and sealing it with his seal to destroy the world. That's, in other words, they recognize later that each one of these things really was not a sign of some sort of midway sort of bust, but really a statue of idolatry. Now, Shem Gamliel says, anything in his hand. Tano afilu tshor afilu kisem, even of a rock or a stick. Anything in his hand that indicates it's really Avodah Zarah. Now, Bar Ravashi, meaning that we know that they've worshipped it. Bar Ravashi, tafas biyado tsoa. Let's say that he has feces in his hand, mahu. Mi'amre kuli amazilu ba'apeki tsoa doesn't mean that he's so great and the whole world is beneath him like tsoa. Ikadamri hu miu dezil ba'apek kuli amakitsoa. Maybe it means that he degrades himself like tsoa. In other words, is this a sign of honor or of disrespect? The answer is teiku. Okay, the second Mishnah picks up on this. I'm going to say shivrei tzlamim. Let's say that you found broken shards of a tzelem. Harei lemutarin, it's mutar. Matzat tavnit yad or tavnit regel, but if you found the piece of a foot or a hand, hare'elu asurin, that's asurin neshek yotzei by nevad. They even worship these just hands or feet. And then it's just like a regular tzelem that we had earlier. Amar Shmuel, afilu shivrei, now we'd have to posit that the end of the Mishnah is Reb Meir, not Chachamim. Amar Shmuel, afilu shivrei avodat kochavim. He says, not only if you find a broken piece of a statue, but even a broken piece of an idol that you know was worshipped. I want to not shivrei tzlamim, but our Mishnah said shivrei tzlamim, and the assumption is that anything more serious than that is asur. Asur meaning you can't benefit from it, you can't use it in any way. Huadin, no, dafilu shivrei avodat kochavim. It applies even to a broken piece of avodah zarah. V'hadiktani shivrei tzlamim, why to pick that Mishnah? The Gemara mini seifa. To teach you the seifa, that even with just that tzelem, if you find a foot or a hand, that kind of image, then it's still asur because it's worshipped. So it's there to teach you the chumrah of tzelem. Tanan, matzah tavnit otanit regal ve'al surim, neshek yotzebo nevad. Amai, why do we say that? In other words, why do we assume they're broken pieces. Why would they think that they're worshipped? We're only talking about a case where they're standing on some sort of a stand, and that's why they are asur. Okay, we'll pause at this point. There's really no better stopping place here than here. And then in the next podcast, we will get up to the next Mishnah and Daf Mem Bet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.